Are you ready to sell big and create a loyal army of passionate influencers? Then this show's for you. Hi, everyone. This is The Art of the Big Sell. And I'm your host, Lisa Copeland, award-winning sales strategist, author, renowned speaker, and highly sought-after thought leader. I'm going to teach you to create a movement and build an empire. I'll be having conversations with the most innovative disruptors, pioneers, and thought leaders who will share their voices and teach you how they changed their world by adopting the Big Sell in their organizations and in their lives. Welcome to The Art of the Big Sell. And today my podcast guest is Andra Lemont, and she is probably the coolest chick you ever want to meet. How many times have you met somebody who is heading up the kindness campaign and she's a rock and roll chick? Andra, are you out there?
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Rumor has it you are in Park City, Utah, doing a little bit of skiing.
Yes, it's my kids go to school year round. So right now we are on their spring break. So it's really nice. I get to mix in a little work and a little pleasure all at the same time and be with my family. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay, what kind of mean mom are you who make your kids go to school year round? Talk to us.
I know it seems mean, but actually they love it. We get a lot of intermittent breaks. And on those breaks, we get a lot of time together and we do fun things on those breaks. So actually year round is, I was a little hesitant at first. And once we got into it, I really, really love it. I'm a huge proponent of it now. So I'm in full round, you know, year round is the way to go.
Okay. So you are like bought in, right? Well, I want to tell you, we missed you this morning. You were also a former cover woman for Austin Woman Magazine. And we had a photo shoot this morning. And all of us, we had this running joke. We're like, well, if Andra's not here, then we all look like 30 pounds skinnier. And but Gigi Bryant was there and she's got arms like yours. So we actually had a conversation about that.
That's so fun. Well, you guys, I mean, y'all are all rock stars in your own right. And I, you know, love Melinda Garvey and her magazine and was honored to be with all of you and being able to really push Melinda and her message and what she's been able to do for women and for young girls and really for all of us who have been entrepreneurs and just, you know, the whole state of what all she's been able to provide for women over the years. I mean, I don't know that I'd be sitting here talking to you if it wasn't for Melinda. So, you know, I mean.
That's so funny. We all went to lunch afterwards, me and Gigi and Olga and Melinda, and we're like, Melinda, we would not know each other if it wasn't for you. And I wouldn't know you if it wasn't for her. And so anyways, well, a typical Andra, you're talking about somebody else instead of yourself. So I want everybody to hear about you. Now I know that you started your career you were at Dell Computer and then you went into pharmaceutical sales.
Yes.
And then you took a crazy turn. And that's really what I want to talk about.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I've lived a lot of lives, and before that, which is my whole entire degree was kinesiology, sports and fitness management. So before that, back in the day, I did used to wear the belt pack and like teach aerobics. So if you ever need a little, you know, step aerobics or kickboxing, let me know. No, that was back in the day. So I've had a lot of lives, but I have to be honest with you, and the life I live right now is very fulfilled first and foremost with my kids and my husband, but doing the career that I have with both getting to drum and run an organization, a label for the Mrs. Band, which is just so fulfilling. And then the Kindness Campaign, which is my new endeavor, just a little over 3 years, and being in the heart of schools and working directly with kids for helping to prevent bullying. And share kindness at the heart, you know, that's what I love most is really teaching that has been just a blessing. And I would have never dreamt back in the day when I was in college that I would plan my life out and know that I would be here today, but this is where I am and I love every second of it, so.
Okay, well, I have to start with the Mrs. Band. Tell me what made you start, I'm trying to pull you over on another screen, what made you start a rock and roll band of all women? four gorgeous women, I might add, who could just absolutely own the house. What was the genesis of that?
So the very beginning, I think most moms can relate to this. You know, we're in the thick of motherhood and we're thinking of everyone else but ourselves, you included, I'm sure, as a mom. You know, you're kind of doing and going for everybody else. I had very young children at the time. I was nursing one, and I had, you know, almost 3-year-old toddler running around, and I was looking for my toddler, Kate, piano lessons. I thought, geez, you know, I'm in the music capital of the world. I'm in Austin, Texas, and she should be learning piano by now, right? You know, maybe I was just kind of losing my brain, but so I called all around Austin, and at the time, you know, people thought I was just nuts, you know, because Mommy and Me really wasn't hitting it for me then, and I thought she should maybe just kind of be a little Mozart or something. But what I found was this beautiful place that said, you know, we actually can't take your daughter. She's still too young. Her fingers aren't developed, but we have this great mom group that gets together and rock out, and they're looking for a drummer right now so that they can perform and, you know, perform in front of their kids. They've been working all semester long, and they really want to perform. And I was like, first of all, I don't play the drums, and I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm busy being a mom, and I don't have time for me. And the sweet lady on the phone, really, her name was Janet Lynn, convinced me that I needed to at least meet these ladies and see what they were all about. So that's how the journey began. I opened up, I said yes. I said yes to myself, and I stepped into that room. And I, first of all, couldn't say no to these women. And in 3 weeks, I learned how to do 2 songs, very poorly, by the way. It wasn't a rock show. It was more like me behind the kit going, I think I clipped in my fake hair and put it on and put my makeup on. My husband showed up and brought my kids with the headphones on, and my best friend showed up, and they were in awe, and they were like, what are you doing? I'm like, I actually don't really know, but what it is something very fulfilling right now. And that began a spark in me that now, which is the Misses, which is very much a rock show, which is very much me after meeting many people along my journey, Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's, learning how to write my own music, being taught by other women who've paved the way, for me to say, this isn't just a hobby, this is a career and a path that I want in my life. And I brought the 4 women you mentioned, the 3 other women, into the band, and I haven't looked back since. And
okay, so this is the original band. This is the original Misses that started the band.
Well, I skipped a few things. No, there were 8 of us in the beginning. And it was a little messy in the beginning. There were, like, we would show up and like order Taco Deli, and we would eat, and we would like talk more than we actually learned music, right? It was more of like a fun, like, we're gonna do this instead of a book club. We're gonna get together. We're gonna learn music. We were called the Cover Girls, who played cover 80 rock music. And it just was something in the very beginning of like an experimental thing. My husband was like, yay, this is fun. When he would listen to us, he was like, oh my God. And you know, I think that passion for trying a new thing every time, like, oh, let's play the indoor stage at Stubbs. So-and-so asked us to open up for Bon Jovi. We were like, okay, we don't have the chops for that, but let's do it.
You opened, you opened up for Bon Jovi.
Oh yeah. it was like a Stanford tailgate. Like, we had absolutely no business, absolutely no business doing this stuff, right? We were like, at the time, this is me and all my girlfriends jamming out. We're like, well, I guess we should like rehearse a lot for this. Like, what are we gonna even play, you know? And it was just kind of like this funny thing that we kept getting these opportunities presented to us. And as we kept going, I had, you know, we're in Austin, right? So opportunity exists in Austin. Musicians are there to help one another. That's the thing I love most about Austin, is I was at a party and ran into Kathy Valentine. Like, where else in the world does that happen? And she was willing to talk to me and help. She's like, you guys are going to write music? Well, I'll help you. I was like, first of all, I'm standing next to you, and I don't even know
like,
how.
Selfie, selfie.
I don't even know if I should freak out or like hug you or like, are you really going to call me? And when we began that journey, you know, it was just like every door kept opening. So I said, well, I'll step in. And that was the whole thing, you know, and I had encouragement from my husband. All our husbands were like, yeah.
The four hot rocking chicks. I've seen you guys play so many times and you are awesome. I mean,
My husband and I were just having a conversation a while ago, which was making me think, my husband and I get in these conversations and I think, uh-oh, I'm going to be late wherever I'm headed because I just get drenched with talking to him. But we were having this conversation and it always parlays back into our kids about confidence and skill and teaching our kids to not, that they don't have to wake up and be great, but they have to wake up and say that the opportunity's there and it's how you get there. It's about the hours you put in to have the skill, and everybody has that opportunity, right? So it didn't matter that A, I never played the drums before, or B, that I was taking them up later in life. It was about the fact that I said yes, and then I put the hours in. I have a drum lesson every day still to this day. I've sought out drum coaches the best that I can, you know, that I feel comfortable with. I have said yes to opportunities. And that is the kind of the message behind the band is dare yourself to take on your dreams, you know? And if you don't know what that dream is, open yourself up to it, right? When somebody walks up to you and says, do you want to do this? Say, I might have space in my life for that. And if you do, take it up. Don't sit there and say, I'm unfulfilled in my life. I don't know what that is. I can't imagine that being my life. Maybe it is your life. Try it. Go and get there, you know, and that's what we were talking about for our kids. And I think that's a great message in and of itself for kids that are looking out for, you know, I'm not in a AP bio class. I'm not in a this, so that's not me. And it doesn't mean that defines you.
Right.
It's about the hours you put in to being who you want to be. And it's not just about all the opportunities that are right there and that people define who you're supposed to be. It's about you making that decision.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Chapter 2 in the book that I co-authored with Renee Bangelsdorf, Crushing Mediocrity, you know, chapter 2 is about exiting your comfort zone. And one of the steps to exiting your comfort zone is to just say yes. That's what we say. You know, how do you exit your comfort zone? You say yes. And that's what you did. Now, you talk a lot about education, so I'm going to call you out a little bit. Rumor has it you started a private school here in Austin.
Yes, and I would have to say my husband leads the way a lot and that's where I thought I was actually going to be late to talk to you, and because he's so passionate about it, and I love that about him and his drive to really turn education on its head and to provide opportunity to anyone who wants to excel in education, and really taking education from a standpoint of what I was kind of talking about a while ago, where education can be a platform for anyone who wants to get into college and have it be available. The way that the way that we have it set up is it's a combination, a fusion of Montessori style and kind of entrepreneurial style. You know, kids work at their own pace. Kids, it's a lot online, but they set their goals and they're excited about it. They don't care that it's all time-based. And I relate everything to exercise, so because that's what I studied. It's kind of like when you're on a treadmill and you say, I want to burn a certain amount of calories. Well, it's about the time you put in. So if you say I have 30 minutes, well, that's how it'll tell you. Well, in 30 minutes, you're going to burn X amount of calories. On a computer, if you want to do math and you're like, I have 30 minutes, well, I'm going to get this much of my goal. I'm going to reach this goal. So kids can set their goals for math. They can set it for science based on time. Or they can say, I only want to really work to 90% of my goal on that, but I want to push myself over here or whatever. And kids can take charge of their education in unlike any other way that they've ever done before. And that's what we're doing. We're putting them in charge and making them responsible for their education. And it's so exciting. Kids are on fire to learn more so than they've ever been.
So what was the catalyst for you and your husband to start the school?
I believe the catalyst was that we tried out a new school, and it was the educator that was running the school. We believed so much in him and the way he was running it. We wanted to help fuel him. And his name is Brian. And he's still very much there, and very much, we believe he's one of the best educators there are, you know, in we've ever seen. And Joe wants to support him. And so we're building the school around him. And I think when you meet those people that have a passion and a belief, and that they ignite your kids, and you're like, we've got to support this person. And it's just like women. When you get women together and you connect and you partner, we have to build each other up. And that's what we did for Brian. We want to help him because we believe in him and the way that he's doing things. And that's what Joe's doing. We're just trying to support him.
I think that's amazing. You know, and it's people like you. You and your husband are both very successful entrepreneurs, and so you can do that. You said something interesting that I want to go back to. You said that you're letting kids handle their time management, really kind of put their education in their hands. So I want to take you to what's going on right now in Florida and around the country. And I don't want to go political on it at all, but we talked about it earlier. In fact, we did a Facebook Live with Melinda, myself, Gigi, and Olga Campos. And we talked about the fact that, you know, these kids are lawfully taking what is a very bad situation, and they're putting it in their own hands. You know, they're doing what they can do within their power, lawfully and peacefully, to incite change. And it seems like that's what you're teaching them, not about that, but at the school, is that they're in control of their destiny and their education. Do I have that right?
I do. You do. And I think what we're seeing just nationwide, and I think it's about responsibility and about everything that the foundation that I teach, whether it's the kindness campaign, whether it's in the misses and or at our school, it's about being responsible for who you are. And when kids feel ownership early on with their actions, with their future, it puts the onus on them, and it helps them feel in control and not feel that
they're victims
or this battle where they are. And I think that there's a lot of things that are out of my control, right? I mean, I've got programs that I'm trying to put out, and there's certain things I think are working. And so to not be political with it, but there are things I think that are very much going to help lay a foundation long-term, and research we're putting together long-term that will help lay a foundation for these kids to help prevent suicide, to help prevent this uneasiness that kids feel in the school system, to help give them stability and to give onus to them for who they are. When they, you know, I think at the heart of what I teach is I am enough. And all my platforms. And that seems super simple, and it should be.
But, you know. But by giving people a voice, you know, it does a couple of things. Number one, especially with these young people, and as I watch what they're doing, number one, I think it has to help with the fear, because they think, you know what? I'm in control of what I can do. I think it makes them learn as they grow up that, you know, that they don't need to sit on the sidelines. You know, that they can get involved in their government. They can get involved in their school. They can get involved in what's going on in the world. And I think when people get involved and people come together in a movement, you know, it ends isolation. And I truly believe, because I have studied suicide in teens, I truly believe that isolation is a huge cause of teen suicide. And so by bringing everyone together into the movement, into the common good, and if we as adults and as mentors can show them and support them how to do it the right way, the law-abiding way, and if our lawmakers would take them seriously or will take them seriously, I think that we have a real opportunity in this country to incite change with our young people and really end some of the polarization that's going on. I am so proud of what you do. I want to jump over to I could talk about you forever. I want to jump to the kindness campaign. Because not only have you started this band, and you started it to be with the kids, Then you started a school because you so believed in the educator and you believe in the process. And, you know, now you have started this kindness campaign. And I want you to tell everybody about the kindness campaign, and then we'll talk about the curriculum that goes with it.
Sure. So a little over 3 years ago, just kind of stemming off of everything I had been doing, whether, you know, with the band, and we had written a song called Enough and Our Magic Mirror. Our magic mirror, just so people can kind of understand a little bit more about what that is, was to help people see that they were enough. And we took people on a journey in front of a magic mirror and had loved ones talking to them, saying amazing things about them. And even heroes of our community, we would bring in front of the mirror and shocked them, because people that started amazing foundations like Mobile Loaves and Fishes and things like that, we brought them in front of the mirror. And it was amazing to see that their self-esteem and how they felt was, so, you know, wasn't what we thought that it would be. You know, we thought they'd be like, I feel awesome. We asked them, you know, how do you feel? And they'd be like, oh, I feel okay. So when we did this, this was our music video. It got millions of views. We were on Good Morning America, Queen Latifah, you name it. And when we did that, we ended up taking it, because we got requests nationwide to take this on tour. So when the Mrs. Band and I took it on tour, what we thought we would do is have women come to the mirror. But what ended up happening was, as a natural, you know, every mom would do, was send their kid up to the mirror. So this information I started gathering over hundreds of thousands of people, from National Eating Disorder Associations to, you know, at the Mall of America, everywhere we went, to the top of the Rock in New York. I started collecting just data of just interactions with people. And then, you know, the magic mirror was collecting data. So what I learned and what I found was that there were a lot of teens out there that felt alone and scared, and they would open up and share a lot of stories. And these were very eye-opening for me. Well, a little over three years ago, a dear friend of mine, her 12-year-old daughter committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And this was a very, very close friend of mine. And so in the midst of everything I was doing, I had this earth-shattering moment happen in my life. And I just couldn't imagine, like, what is going on? And so in light of everything, I was reeling and dealing with, I had my own daughters and I was trying to connect with them, and I had my own personal life stories happening. And so I developed a curriculum, or at the time, I developed a journal between my daughters of what I thought needed to happen in schools and for them to have at their own school. So it became this little pilot program I was doing with my kids, and I called it See It, Say It, Write It. That's what started the kindness campaign. I put that into 5 schools in Austin, and I happened to run into a sweet lady at Dell Children's Hospital who, unbeknownst to me at the time, was the assistant director of AISD, Austin Independent School District of Health and Wellness. She ran the health and wellness division of AISD, and she said, we have to have this. And so when I met with them, they said, Andra, this is what we need. And I just asked the one important, very, you know, important sales question. I learned at Dell. Thank you, Dell. Right. And pharmaceutical sales. But I said, what do you really need? I developed this program, Sight Unseen. And this was something I thought, you know, I was heartbroken. And this is something for me and my girls, and something I don't know. You're in the system. What do you need? And they said, we need something for pre-K-3, the kids, the non-readers. 1 in 4 kids come into the school system having experienced some kind of trauma by the time they are 3 years old.
Oh my God.
And that blew me away. They also told me about some other needs they had in the older sectors. And they went into, you know, the problems they were having. But that stuck out to me. And I thought, if we could build a program for you in 2 months and launch it, in 2 months with you this school year, that met the needs of those kids, what do you think? And they said, yes. So that's what we did. I hired Lori Hobby, who is my program director. community outreach manager, and she and I worked tirelessly all summer to bring out the program you see today. It's bilingual. And we launched into 50 schools, and we haven't looked back either. We just keep going. Now we're third year in, and we're in 80 schools. It's a, what I like to call it, is a kindness program. It meets the needs of bullying, but it also meets the needs of, it's supplemental. It's a social emotional learning program. And it teaches kindness, but it teaches those very needed skills to help provide something early on for helping teach empathy, compassion, those things that we think we take for granted, but little kids need to hear it and see it, need to feel it, and teachers need the tools. And that's what we started early on.
So it's a movement. I mean, you have started a movement for kindness in schools.
Yes.
And that's what makes me so proud of you. But what I heard you say is that it was birthed out of a tragedy.
Yeah.
Just like it seems like what's going on in the country today with these kids that are, you know, I've never been one for protests and things like that, but I will tell you, I am rooting for these kids, and I just pray to God that people will come around them and keep them on track so that it stays peaceful and that people listen to them and that they don't politicize them or bully them. You know, and that's just, that is my prayer. Absolutely. I think you are so amazing. What can our viewers do? How can we support you on the kindness campaign? Like, what can we do? Do you need money? Do you need more schools? Do you need volunteers? What can we do?
So there's a couple things. You hit on a lot of great topics right there at the end there. Yes, we need all of that.
But all the love.
We just launched because we're curriculum based. And so we're in, you know, over 80 schools to grow. We definitely
only in Texas. Let me ask, because we have people from all over the country here. Are they only in Texas or are they out everywhere?
We're right now in Texas, but we have our nationwide program right now that we launched with Lady Gaga and Born This Way just a couple months ago when they were in Austin. And that is a program where anyone can go online to our website at tkckindness.org and take
the write that down.
Yes.
I'm actually going to post that. So it's
tkckindness.org. And you can take the pledge. And taking the pledge will do a couple things. One, it will get you enlisted into our Art of Kindness program, where you'll receive a curriculum. We will be sending you basically a monthly email every month, and it will give you a video from one of our icons of the month. Our first icon was Camila Alves, Matthew McConaughey's wife.
Wow.
Chris Saldana was last month, and this month is approaching. I'll let you in on a secret. It's a Saturday. We'll be giving you a sneak peek. Maybe I won't. I can't decide. Do you want it?
Yeah, it's just you and me and just a few little people out there in the universe watching. Y'all have to all promise you won't tell anybody.
Yeah, so Kendra Scott is our new one. So you'll have to tune in to see what she says on, so you take the pledge and you can see what she has to say.
Love her.
She views kindness, and it's all curriculum based what you'll be getting. And we have our spotlights, and we have some new partnerships brewing where we'll be having more and more icons coming to you. So this is our nationwide program. So by taking the pledge, you'll be a part of the movement. The other thing is yes, we need volunteers. We just a couple months ago had a family fly in from Utah to volunteer, which I'm not requesting everybody fly in, but it was so special. We definitely would love corporate sponsorships. Funding is definitely needed. If you want us in your community, we'd love to do that. We have our interactive programs. We have a big event coming up with Nordstrom's this weekend, and they're helping to raise money. You know, so any money that you can help means that we can expand and come nationwide, you know, with our curriculum. Curriculum's a hard one to bring nationwide just because it is, we print it and bring it, but, and ship it, but, you know, happy to be anywhere and take donations and get volunteers.
So, Andra, is there a way to put it online and film it and make it a subscription-based type product, or?
Yes, I mean, we definitely are looking to
bring
it online, and that would take a partner to help us do that as well, so.
And then maybe if there's somebody out there, because I do see somebody online, somebody out there that has a film crew, would that be something you would be looking for, someone to film it?
Yes, we actually want to do a series with Lori to send it to our teachers, We have a lot of things banked that we want to do. You know, we have meetings teed up with the Girl Scouts of America. We have lots. I mean, I'm not hurting on ideas and things like that. We definitely would love to get support and have people step up to help us do a lot of the things we're doing. So looking for volunteers and people to help support with expansion, because the need is growing and the kids are loving the program. And Nephewbuddy, the play we just did, you know, is retiring. We'd love to bring the play nationwide. So if there's a sponsor out there that loves the arts, a Nephewbuddy, who's the main character in our play that helps kids connect in our curriculum, he would love to come tour around and see your area wherever you live.
And would our viewers be able to start a GoFundMe campaign? And could they get a hold of you through this website?
Yes, and we actually are tkckindness.org. We have everything that lives on the website, from it's $2 to sponsor a kid for a full year of curriculum, to how to get involved to sponsor anything. We have it all listed out. You can sponsor an entire school for $750 for the whole year. So we have it all listed out, as well as we have a Amplify Austin going on right now, and that it starts right now, and it will go until Amplify is on March 1st. So if you want to help fund our programs, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, so explain, because again, we have people from all over the country. Amplify Austin matches our donations, isn't that correct?
It is. So it's a good time to give to the campaign, because Austin's all about the Amplify. All it takes a lot to get in. You have to qualify to get into the program. We qualified. And so they help all the charities who get into the program to really amp up what they're doing and to double their efforts.
So I have to ask, for everybody out there who's watching you, you know, we talked about earlier today, relatable role models. And the thing I want to say about you, because we're friends, and so the people out there are thinking, oh my God, how could I ever be her? She's a rock and roller. She hangs out with Lady Gaga. She started a school. She started the kindness campaign. She's changing the world. But I want to tell every one of you watching this show and listening to this show, she's a real girl. She's just like us, you know, but she has exited her comfort zone. And the key to everything she said today, I swear to you guys, I spoke on this in Vancouver last week, is to exit your comfort zone is you have to commit to say yes. And saying yes sometimes is uncomfortable. Saying yes a lot of times requires faith, meaning taking us down a road where we don't know where it's going to end. But we know in our heart and in our soul, it's a burning desire. You know, we talk about that at Think and Grow Rich for Women, and Napoleon Hill talks about it. When you've got that passion and that burning desire and that definiteness of purpose, there's no stopping you. And Andrea, you've got every single one of those components. And I'm so proud to call you friend, because you're probably one of the most humble women and beautiful women. And now at least it makes a little bit of sense to me why you're in such great shape. At least it makes me feel better. you know, and again, I mean, we want to help you take this movement. Of course, you know, we're going to feature your story in my book, The Art of the Big Sell. And so hopefully that'll be a global book, thanks to you and I share an agent. So no pressure, boys, but let's get that done. But, you know, it's just, you know, you are a normal gal. Like, you worked at Dell Computer, you got in the pharmaceutical business, you didn't know how to play drums, but then you're opening up for Bon Jovi. I mean, if, you know, it's one of those things, if you can do it, I can do it. And if I can do it, everybody out there can do it. And that's what I just love about you. And I'm so proud of you. So as we wrap up, I want you just to put it out there. I want you to put a challenge out there to the viewers on our show. Of course, this one's Facebook Live. The Art of the Big Sell is the podcast, and that'll be coming out on iTunes and on a lot of big networks in the next few weeks. But I want you to issue a challenge.
Well, I think the biggest challenge, I think that the things I hear from people just in general, whenever I talk with them, especially after I do a performance, is they say, I wish I could. I wish I could do this. Stop wishing. Take control of your life and do whatever it is that you've been wishing. Do it today. And start changing your life. And I've been up here watching Mel Robeson, and I think I might have said her name wrong, but Mel, I've been watching tons of TED Talks. And one of the things they said is, don't roll out of bed and hit snooze. And no. I'll tell you, I never hit snooze. First of all, if I hit snooze, I would sleep all day. I run tired a lot, but I run hard. Don't hit snooze. Get out of bed, and the first thing you need to do, look in your mirror and tell yourself you're enough and you're worth it, and go do it.
Andra, how can people get a hold of you? Just this website, follow the Mrs. Band. How about the Mrs. Band? Tell us about that website and how we can add to your fan base. Because you guys rock.
Thank you. You can hit, you can follow us at themrs.com. That's themrs.com. And then our socials are all the same, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And, you know, we have a new album out, and then we just wrote a new song. We're going to be debuting that at South By on March 17th. So for anyone coming in for South By, we are hosting a huge Kindness Palooza. We support the Kindness Campaign every day, every chance we get. And it's a huge, huge event, something unlike South By has ever seen before. We have all these art installations of kindness going on with our vendors and our partnerships. And so if you are in the South By area, come out March 17th, be there, and come hear us rock out. We have a ton of musicians coming that are killer. So you don't want to miss that. Plus, you're going to hear our new song called 5 Minutes. And I'm very excited to release that. So,
well, again, I mean, thank you so much. And again, you know, there's so much bad stuff going on in the world, and there's so much fear. And just the fact that the Kindness Campaign was born out of a tragedy of your friend's 12-year-old daughter committing suicide. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with that family. But what an amazing legacy that you have built for that sweet girl, and for that family, and for yourself, and for your daughters. You're an amazing example to men and women and people everywhere. So I love you, sister, and thank you so much for joining the Art of the Big Sell and talking about your movement, which is to create kindness everywhere you go.